Hiding Behind a Mask. Tomorrow night, many children put on costumes and go door to door trick-or-treating. Some of them wear masks to complete their costume. Many adults also dress in costumes at their workplace, and later in the evening may attend parties where a mask is used to disguise who they really are. Everyone wants to have a good time as they pretend to be someone they're not for a few hours. Truth is, many of us don't just don masks at Halloween. Sometimes we have worn masks for so long that we forget who we really are. A mask, of course, covers the truth of who we truly are with a lie. When we live behind a mask, we are denying our true self and rejecting the person created us to be. In the Bible it says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." From Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. God created us in love with a purpose for our lives. God invites us to let our unique personality complement each of our relationships and everything we undertake to do. This is what life with God in recovery is all about, becoming the person God created us to be and following the plan he has for our lives. When we dare to take off the mask and let our true self be known, we often experience freedom from the burden of our false persona. The question for each of us is, do we want to tell the truth, remove the mask, and find out who we truly are? Or do we want to continue telling lies and hiding behind the mask of a false persona? From the Bible we read, "What this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other after all. When you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself." From Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, from this day forward, I commit to letting go of everything that hinders me from becoming the person you created me to be. Help me to tell the truth in every circumstance. Leave the outcome with you. Amen.